Yeloman, if so, who's going to take over the father Jerusha? Liris, Otto Bar Kasha, the master Liris, should the mayor of the city yashin the father? Like, what kind of svar is that? You tell me if a father left over a son and a daughter, then neither of them. So what I meant to say about this, here's what I meant to say. Again, we're bothered by the question, how do we know if a father left over a son and a daughter, that only the son yashins and not the daughter? How do you know that? So he asked the question, maybe in a case where the father left over both, a son and a daughter, maybe then, loy hai liris kule, for loy hai liris kule, that's my question. Maybe then neither of them take over the whole thing, but rather ela ki adodi lirisu. Maybe they both go together, that's my question. How do you know when there's only one son and one daughter that the son gets the whole Yerusha? Maybe they should split it. Maybe the son should get 50 and the daughter should get 50. How do you know it's not like that? That was his question. Omalei Abaya, Abaya said back, V'yitzu akroli ashminun. Abaya said, Pshita, that's Shan the Pusik. Because otherwise, do I need a Pusik to teach me? Yitzu akroli ashminun hecha de lestle el achad. Bro, lesinu lekula nichsei. Like, what else do I need the Pusik for? The Pusik says if a father dies and doesn't have a son, then the daughter takes over. Mashmir, if he has a son, the son takes over. So what do you mean? When is the Pusik talking about that the son takes over? You want to tell me it means only when he only has a son and not a daughter? So for that, do I need a Pusik? Pshita. If the father only has a son and not a daughter, Pshita, the son takes over. I don't need a Pusik for that. So what does the Pusik come to teach me? That if there be a son, he would take over. Pshita, the Pusik means to teach me in a case that even though there's also a daughter, still the halacha is, the property goes to the son and not to the daughter. So that's the biyuk. So one says, maybe no. The duma maybe okamashmalon, maybe not. We need this Pusik for. The bas nami bas yerushi. Maybe I need this Pusik, the chlal, to tell me that a daughter could also yashin. In other words, the Ika Pshat in this Pusik is that in the case that there's no son, the daughter could yashin. That's what I need this Pusik for. Reinach Nami, once she could yashin, maybe when there's a son and a daughter left over, maybe they both take it together. They both take it together. So again, how do we know that just the son gets it? Tumor says no. Just to teach me that there's only a daughter left over that she yashins, that I know anyway. Hahu, from a different Pusik. Pusik says me, V'chol bas yureshes nafka. Because clearly that a bas could have a Yerusha. So therefore, I know already a daughter could yashin. And Pshita, if there's only a son, he could also yashin. So what is the Pusik teaching me now? That if there's no son alive, then the daughter gets it. Mashm, if the son's alive, he would get it? Pshita, the Pusik means that in the case when they're both alive, a son and a daughter, and that's the halacha, that the son gets the whole Yerusha and the daughter gets zero. Shoni gets panosa, to be fed on, because the Rabbonin, but Midiraisa, she gets no Yerusha at all. That's how we know this halacha. Now, Ravacha by Yaakov on the Meyocha, he wants to say another place I know this, to say that a son takes over the whole Yerusha, the Mokum, or his sister. Pasuk says, Lama Yigora Shem Avinu Mitoch Mishpachtoi. That's what the B'nai Slavcha tied back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why should we lose out? Like, why should our shame go away? Lama Yigora Shem Avinu Mitoch Mishpachtoi. Ki Ein Loi Ben, because we don't have any sons, Machle, they only had five daughters, Slavchad, there was no sons there. That's the time, like, why should we lose the Yerusha? Now, the Diyuk is time of Ein Loi Ben. The only reason why they asked this question was because they had no son. Hoyesh Loi Ben, Mashmano, if he would have had a son, though, them Shita, they would understand that Ben Kaidim, that the son comes before the daughter. So that's how I know to say that if you have a son and a daughter, the son takes over. So Mar says, no, what's the right from that pasuk over there? V'dilma b'nai Slavchad u'dekomar nocha. Maybe that was only the words of B'nai Slavchad. They were like tying back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So maybe that was that time, and that's all. V'dilma b'nai Slavchad u'dekomar nocha. And nitnu Torah v'yischatcha halacha. And therefore we need the Torah to come and teach us a new halacha. Just the fact that B'nai Slavchad said that way is no proof.
So maybe Taka will need a prostate to teach us that a daughter could yashin. But maybe when there's a brother also, maybe they both yashin together. So from this pasuk, I would not know that the son takes completely. Therefore, we have to come on to rather the way we learned before from our first pasuk. That the pasuk says, Ishki Yomus, Ubein Einloi. If he doesn't have a son, then the daughter takes over. So the thing is, when does the daughter get? Only when there's no son. But B'mokim, there's a son alive, the son yashins and not the daughter. Ravina Mehocha. Ravina wants to say from another place. Another place I know this Yisoid, when you have a son and a daughter, the son yashins. It says, HaKorah Ve'lov, the one that's closer gets the Yerusha. So we dashin like, it says, Hey, HaKorah, HaKorah, Korah, Kaidim, the one that's closer. So you mean to tell me, he meant to say that a son is closer to the father than a daughter is. So that's a svara that the son should take over the Yerusha rather than a daughter. So Mara asked the question, why? Oh, my kurva de ben mibas. What's so precious to you that a son is considered more closer to the father than the daughter? So what do you want to tell me? She ben kom tachas ovav liyado ulustei achuza. These are the two halachas that we have, that if a father buys an omor of Riyah, if he buys a Jewish maid, so there's a mitzvah for the father to marry her. If the father doesn't want to marry her, the mitzvah goes over to the son. There's a mitzvah for the son to marry her. So you see, the son takes over the mitzvah of the father. And by steyachuz also, if the father is makdishit, and then if somebody else buys it back from Hegdish, so by yovel it goes to the kahanim. But if the son buys it back from Hegdish, then it goes back to the father by yovel. Only the son and not the daughter. So you see here, the son is closer to the father than the daughter is. So Rosh says, no, maybe there's no raya. First of all, yiador, there's no proof from, because bas laf, lav bas yiodahi. That a daughter doesn't have the mitzvah to marry the yom of Riyah, because there's no such thing a lady marrying a lady. So you can't bring your proof the fact the mitzvah goes upon the son and not the daughter. Because the son could have a mitzvah to marry this omra, but his daughter can't have a mitzvah to get married to a lady. So therefore there's no proof on the mitzvah to yiador. And steyachuzanami. That you say that the halacha is, it's only if the son buys the karka, his father was makdish, that it goes back to the father. But if a daughter buys the property of Hegdish, it does not go back, that's also not so poshut. That's also the Gemara and Erchin as a Shaila, how do we know this? And my high pircha gufa, who deve kaimel latana. And the only reason why we say that svar is, because there's a tzad yibum, and we have a taino, Klum yesh yibum elabamokim shein ben. That the only reason why we say even steyachuz is that way is because there's kasha by yibum. That yibum also, you see, there's only a mitzvah yibum b'mokim shein ben. But if he has a son, there is a mitzvah yibum. So the kids, you don't have any clear proof to say that a son has more dinim closer to his father than a daughter would have. Al Pisvar, we don't have any clear proof yet. So therefore, Ela Machvata Kashanina Mikor. Again, we have to go back to the proof is from our first pasuk. Once we have that proof, now from Yerusha, we can learn back to other places, to Stachud, to other places. From Yerusha, from this first pasuk here we see, the pasuk said that if there's no son alive, then the daughter gets it. Mashma, if the son is alive, then the son gets it completely and not the daughter. So that's the process to tell us that a son is closer, has more demon to the father than the daughter. But without that process, start from the word HaKoriv, we would not know that a son is closer than a daughter. The boy is saying another pshak to be miyocha from here. Another posik. The posik says, V'isnachaltem oisom lefnechem achreichem. That if you have an Eved Kenani, the father owns an Eved Kenani, and then the father dies, it says it goes, the Yerusha goes over to the children. V'isnachaltem oisom lefnechem achreichem. The Eved Kenani goes over to the master's sons. T'vidashen b'nechem v'lebenefechem. Mashman kef, even though the master has daughters also, still the pasuk says, who does the Eved Kenani go to? To the son and not to the daughter. So that's a diik, a son yashin, not a daughter. Samurah says, Elam, no, that's no diik. Elo miyat is so, the Pasuk says, Laman yirbu yimechem yimevenechem al adoma. First, if you do mitzvahs, you'll have an arichas yomim. So it says, you'll live long, and your sons will live long. For the Gemara, do you want to tell me, hochinami benechem lo benefechem? Do you want to tell me it only means your sons will live long if you do mitzvahs and not your daughters? Like pshita means your daughters also. So kitzu, when the Pasuk says, before by Yerusha also, v'isnachalten oisam levnechem, levnechem could be lavdavka. The Pasuk just says, you haven't knanim to go over to your son. But maybe you are didn't go over to your daughter also. Just like here, laman yirbu yimechem yimevenechem applies to your daughters also. Sumar says, no, I tell you bracha shani. That's good over here by laman yirbu yimechem yimevenechem. Of course, when the Torah is telling you if you do mitzvahs, you'll get a bracha, you'll have a long life. Shita, that applies to your daughters also. There, of course, there's no difference between a son and a daughter. There, I'm asking. But over here by Yerusha, we're talking about this. It's a question. Why did the Pasuk say Benechem? It should have said Lizarechem. Should have said Visnachalta Moistam Lizarechem. If you know the Nevet Kenani, the master dies, you know takes over his Zera. His children take over. Why does it say Lashon of Benechem? Benechem is Mashma that if you have a daughter and a son left over, the son gets the Yerusha and not the daughter. This is another way how to learn it. Then the Mishnah says another case where two people yashim one another for Yoachin min Av Nechlenu Manchilim. And let's say Yaakov had two sons, Reuven and Shimon, and both of them did not have any children, and Yaakov also died already. So there's only alive these two brothers. Now if Reuven dies, Shimon yashins Reuven. Let's say Shimon dies, Reuven yashins Shimon. That's called Achim also min Av only from the same father. But brothers from the same mother do not yashin one another. Minolan, how do we know this, that Yerusha has to be from the same father? Or Marabo, Asya Achva Achva Mibna Yaakov. Learn up from Mibna Yaakov. Malahala Minav, it's called Achim over there. And we know the 12 brothers were only brothers from the same father, Yaakov, not from the same mother. Veloy Minayim, they were not from brothers from the same mother. Afkan here also. Minav, Veloy Minayim. When it says Allah of Achim, Yerusha, it means brothers from the same father, not from the same mother. For the Marv Alomli, what do we need that Yerusha for that Hekish? From Bnei Yaakov, Mimim Mishpachtoi, V'yorashoi Sekhsiv. In the parasha of Yerusha, it says Lashon of Mishpachtoi. And we know, Mishpachas Av Kruya Mishpacha. Or Mishpacha, from a father that's called Yemishpacha. Mishpachas Aim, Ain a Kruya Mishpacha. But a mishpacha from a name is not called a mishpacha. So what do I have to have? The first pasuk for pshita, it says mishpachtoi by the pasha of Yerusha. So what is this true? Ain't achanami. It's like a true. V'chiyitma derabu l'nyibinitma. It's like a true. You're right. For the pasha of Yerusha alone, that brothers yashin one another, that they have to be brothers from the same father, that's pshita. That I know because in the pasha of Yerusha it says mishpacha, I know it has to be from the same father. This drush of Ach Bach from Yaakov, and it's for the pasha of Yibam, that which brother has to be Miyabim, his brother's wife, only brothers from the same father. Then the Mishnah says, V'yu'ish es imoy, a son yashins his mother. For the Gemara, Minohan emili, okay, let's say a mother dies, let's say she has no husband, so Allah is who takes over her the chosim? If she has a son, the son yashins his mother. So Minohan immediately, how do we know this, that a son yashins his mother? The Tanarabbah read like this. Pasuk says, V'choyol